One of the things that have become clear over the last decade or two is that large IT projects inevitably run over budget, move slowly, and often fail to deliver. Fortunately, new approaches are emerging that bucks this trend, which, let's face it, is a damn good job when there's companies like Frugo spending 40 million euros on their site in order to generate 100,000 euros in revenue. Or Birmingham City Council, who spent an unprecedented £2.5 million on its website, running £2 million over budget. Well, then there's the UK Trade and Industry website that cost a staggering £11.78 per visit. And then don't forget, of course, the famous Boo.com that spent $135 million of venture capital in just 18 months. There's certainly no shortage of failures like these, from MySpace to UK Business Link. However, lessons have been learned and large web projects are now handled in a different way. And it's this new approach that we're adopting at Headscape as we work with the University of Strathclyde. An approach given new prominence by gov.uk and now being emulated around the world. It's this approach and how we're implementing it with Strathclyde that I want to share with you. And I want to start with the concept of work packages. One of the major reasons large web projects fail is because they become too unwieldy and they struggle to define the details. The normal specification process fails when faced with such complexity and so many stakeholders. The way that we have avoided this problem is not looking at the University of Strathclyde as a single project. Instead, it consists of a number of work packages that seek to meet different business objectives. For example, one business objective for the university is to highlight its research expertise. And this objective has become the basis for our first work package. Instead of trying to consult with every stakeholder about every aspect of the Strathclyde website and specifying how the entire website will work, we focus on defining just one package at a time. We talk to those stakeholders interested in research and focus just on meeting the needs of users interested in that area. Only once that has been done will we move on to the next work package. We define these packages not by writing long specifications, but with user cards. A user card is a statement of what a user wants to do on the site, and it consists of three parts: who the user is, what they want to do, and why they want to do it. For example, a user card might read, "I'm a prospective postgraduate student interested in nanotechnology. I'm interested in viewing what postgraduate courses Strathclyde teach in this area so that I can compare Strathclyde to other universities before making a decision about where I wish to attend." Each work package is made up of a prioritized list of user cards that the development team can then work systematically through. Of course, these user cards don't include enough detail to define the work that has to be done. That is why the development team and key stakeholders work together to define acceptance criteria for each card. In other words, we define the criteria by which a card can be judged complete. In the example I gave above, the acceptance criteria would define the exact information our postgraduate is interested in finding and how the information needs to be accessed. Only when all of the information is available and it can be easily found will the card can be considered complete. With our lightweight specification in hand, defining everything that needs to be built for the first work package, we can now begin work. And that is done through a series of sprints. A sprint is a small package of well-defined work that will be completed over a short period of time. In our case, most sprints last a week. Large projects with deadlines in the far future tend to slip because the amount of work is too large and the deadline's too far away for people to have a sense of perspective. By breaking the work down into smaller chunks, it helps focus the team as they push forward towards a single short-term aim. For example, one of our sprints was to complete half a dozen user cards related to research. This involved building key pages scattered throughout the site, as well as a core research section. When possible, the entire team should sit in a room together working on the sprint side by side. The group needs to constantly collaborate and feedback to one another, so preventing delays as one team member finds themselves waiting for a response from another person. At the end of the day, the team meets for 15 minutes to report back on what they did that day, what they intend to do tomorrow, and any barriers they encountered. This ensures the entire team is working unimpeded. This team is not just made up of people building the site, it also includes stakeholders and business specialists who have a knowledge of the current work package. Of course, getting these people into a room for a week can be tricky, and so some forward planning is required. While the majority of the development team is working on the same sprint, one or two individuals are looking ahead at upcoming ones. Somebody needs to schedule in the stakeholder participation we need, and that means looking beyond the current sprint. It's their job to research into what's coming up on the horizon and make sure that we have the people we need. There is also a need to identify any dependencies that we may encounter further down the line. These typically can constitute content that needs to be collected or assess systems that we need to integrate with. Finally, we've also found it's useful to have somebody considering upcoming user experience challenges. By doing at least some user interface thinking up front, it means that we can move quicker when the sprint begins. Otherwise, developers tend to be waiting for the designer to finish. Although no approach is ever perfect, the results have been really encouraging and the experience in line with what has been reported from people like the Government Digital Service. We have found that the team has worked more efficiently, momentum is maintained, and rapid progress is achieved. What is more, we've achieved a feedback loop that ensures the quality of what we are outputting remains high, but I'm going to cover that in the next post.